Between superheroes and talking animals, Hollywood is having a stellar year. Movie grosses are at an all-time high, and now comes blockbuster season. NPR critic Bob Mondello has this selective preview.
Sequels, reboots, franchises, putting Roman numerals in titles may have fallen out of fashion, but the multiplex is still going to be filled with characters you already know.
They're coming back.
He's talking about Aliens, the ones Earth vanquished in Independence Day 20 years ago. In Resurgence, they resurge.
Shouldn't we be nervous?
Yeah.
And so do we.
It's the 4th of July. Let's show him some fireworks.
Also back for another go-round is Matt Damon as that guy who, for the longest time, couldn't remember his name.
I remember everything.
So it's Jason Bourne. Why would he come back now?
You could ask the same about Captain Kirk and his crew in Star Trek Beyond.
You really want to head back out there, huh?
And heading back out there with them will be the familiar magicians in Now You See Me 2, familiar assassins in Mechanic Resurrection, as well as some new incarnations of old friends, a jungle legend, say, outfitted with washboard abs.
You are Tarzan.
And a freshly enslaved Ben-Hur, because what movie audiences really need is a chariot race in 3D.
Racing is a blood sport. If you lose, you die.
Elsewhere in the reboot world, the stakes aren't quite so high. If Melissa McCarthy loses, for instance.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city.
She just gets slimed.
There are people out there that need our help.
So who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. Gal Ghostbusters.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'll let you.
Next time. Okay.
Even the talking animal kid flicks this summer are mostly recycled. The 6th Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 5th Ice Age episode, plus a Pixar sequel that will no doubt float a few boats. Having found Nemo, it's now time for Finding Dory.
Dory?
Yes.
Dory?
Yes.
You and I were friends! No. It was so much fun because I'd tell you a story and then you'd completely forget about it, mm-hmm. and then I'd get to tell it to you over and over again.
How is that for a summary of the season? Telling the same story over and over again. Like the classic summer film about the surfer looking for the perfect wave. In The Shallows, she finds it.
What did you say the name of this place was?
This is paradise.
Except, what is that? A fin?
Get out! Shark!
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. Also on the serious side, The Free State of Jones, a Civil War saga featuring Matthew McConaughey. Little Men, about two Brooklyn tweens who try to become best friends as their parents are becoming enemies, and The Infiltrator, about an agent who goes undercover to bring down drug cartels. And if all of that just sounds wrong for hot weather and you want laughs, Andy Samberg is playing a singer who's not nearly as sharp as his high notes in Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping.
We're like McCartney and
Kanye.
And
You know, it takes a village to make me look dope.
Elsewhere, Seth Rogen will be hosting an animated sausage party. The writers of the Hangover flicks will bring us Bad Moms. And Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson will odd couple their way through Central Intelligence. Hart as an accountant, Johnson with the CIA.
I got a plan. Might get us both killed, but if it works, it'll be a totally boss story. Cool?
No. No, it's not cool.
Cool.
No, I said it's not cool.
Speaking of odd couples, there's a big screen Ab Fab adventure for Edina and Patsy.
Darling. Sweetheart. Oh. I think I am now officially fatter sideways than I am front on.
No, you don't need those. I am your mirror.
How do I look?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Summer wouldn't be summer, of course, without real couples and romance. The tearjerker Me Before You concerns a handsome accident victim and the lovely caretaker who falls for him. Equals is about love in a futuristic society that outlaws emotions. And the Chicago story Southside With You chronicles a first date in 1989 that involves two kids you may have heard of.
Michelle.
Thought it wasn't a date.
He invited me to a community event.
So what's this boy's name?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Spoiler alert, they hit it off. Southside With You is one of several stories this summer that will focus on real people. There's also The Founder, in which Michael Keaton plays a 1950s salesman who noticed that a hamburger stand he liked was making burgers using the kind of production line that factories used.
Orders ready in 30 seconds, not 30 minutes.
Unique, original, there's nothing like this.
It's revolutionary.
It's exactly what it is. It's revolutionary. What is that?
The Golden Arches. It's a way to make the place stand out.
Huh.
There should be McDonald's everywhere. Franchise the damn thing.
Mr. Kroc.
Franchise, franchise, franchise.
Also entrepreneurs were the inexperienced 20-somethings depicted in War Dogs, who won a $300 million Defense Department contract and then had to improvise.
You seriously want to drive to Baghdad?
David, we're gun runners. Let's go run some guns.
Give me some of that.
You drove these through the Triangle of Death.
The Triangle of Death, bro?
War Dogs and the Founder are success stories. The tale of 30s socialite Florence Foster Jenkins, who fancied herself an opera singer and insisted on performing in public, not so much.
Stop there.
There's work to be done, but you've never sounded better.
It is true that a lot of singers my age are on the decline, but I seem to just get better and better.
There is no one quite like you.
No one quite like Meryl Streep, either. She did her own vocals for Florence Foster Jenkins. Colin Firth and Jude Law, meanwhile, will be wrestling a novel into submission in the movie Genius. Law plays author Thomas Wolfe, who tended to write rather long novels, and Firth plays editor Max Perkins, who had to make them publishable.
We can do it.
How long?
9 months. If you resist the temptation to add more.
I have to be able to add more.
The book is 5,000 pages long.
Point taken.
All right.
Cut, cut, cut.
If all this real-life stuff is what you go to the movies to escape from, there's fantasy, too, ranging from dark and peculiar in Swiss Army Man, where a shipwrecked Paul Dano befriends a corpse that washes up on the beach.
I need you to help me get home. Okay, buddy?
A corpse played by a surprisingly talkative Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay, buddy.
Swiss Army Man is an absurdist fantasy. There's also darker fantasy in Suicide Squad, where imprisoned supervillains go on a secret government mission that could win them their freedom, except no one thinks that'll happen.
If they get caught, we throw them under the bus.
And if that strikes you as just plain dark, how about dark with a ray of sunshine?
Please don't eat me!
You think, because I'm a giant, that I'm a man-goblin cannibal?
Roald Dahl's fable, The BFG, concerns a little girl who's kept awake by bad dreams. Steven Spielberg, though, is in a good dream kind of mood with what he calls a passion project.
You can call me the big, friendly giant.
BFG, for short.
Hold your breaths, cross your fingers, here we go.
To the local Cineplex we go. Breath held, fingers crossed. I'm Bob Mondello.
That's a lot of movies packed into 8 minutes. If you want to see the previews too, Bob and his co-host Andrew Limbaugh dissect movie trailers on their NPR live show, Trailer Park. To watch it, go to facebook.com/NPR.